Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Loneliness is an epidemic, and on Saturday, May 17th at Evanston Township High School, they're welcoming the public. They're bringing together practitioners, educators, researchers, students, community members to explore how loneliness affects people at every age. It's through the Naomi Ruth Cohen Institute for Mental Health Education at the Chicago School. And that is our next guest, Tracy Levine, licensed clinical social worker for the Naomi Ruth Cohen Institution at the Chicago School. What does it take for it to constitute an epidemic, Tracy?
Well, at this point, it's estimated that about one out of every two adults reports feeling lonely. So if someone's listening and they feel that, they're definitely not alone in it. The Surgeon General did an advisory back in 2023, our epidemic of loneliness and isolation, and it's been getting a lot of attention.
Is it because of technology or AI dependence?
Well, I think there are elements of that that can impact loneliness, but it has evolved over time. I mean, we all experienced the pandemic where people found themselves isolated, separated from the activities, the people, the things that they used to do day in and day out. Our activities evolved. We stopped going places and doing things. We formed new inside habits that we could do without leaving our homes, getting things delivered, not interacting with people, running into them in the grocery store or other places. With the social media, while that certainly has allowed people to stay connected, it's also created an element of disconnection. I know I myself, one of the things I was most grateful for post-pandemic, the first in-person gathering, was the ability to actually make eye contact with a person. And for that person to know I was looking at them and not at a group of 20 people in tiny little boxes on a screen through a webcam.
I got to tell you, we had family at the farm over the weekend. We had seven, eight people spend the night here on Saturday night. I couldn't have been happier. Just having the house filled with people, the noise of people of different generations. And I think it's just really a health boost. And you know what? From Saturday at noon until Sunday night at 5, I never looked at social media and I never picked up my phone.
And that's amazing, because how often do we go to restaurants and we see people sitting at a table together and they're both staring down at their phone instead of engaging in conversation and having that interaction? And, you know, research is showing that just having your device out, even if it's turned off, even if it's face down, still sends the message that that's the most important thing in the room. And those are some of the things that we definitely want to move away from. Social media can be a great tool for connection, but it can also create an illusion of connection without the depth that people actually need. You can scroll, like, comment, and still feel disconnected at the end of it. Now, for some people, it's very positive. If you have an interest, a niche hobby, something that nobody else you know is involved in, getting connected through social media, online forums, can be really positive and can be a great way to be connected. It can be a starting point. But there's nothing that really replaces that human interaction. I'll also comment on, you know, what you just described sounds wonderful. For other people, it might sound absolutely terrifying and exhausting to
Probably.
Spend all that time with a group of people. You know, the first thing I want to do is just go home and lay on the couch in silence. So being aware, too, of how can we get our needs met, and that you can also be with a lot of people in a setting and still feel very alone or very
disconnected. So what do we do if that person is listening? How do we, I don't know that there's a cure, but how do we manage our loneliness?
Well, we start by reaching out. You know, if we're the person who's feeling lonely, not being afraid to reach out to someone and say, hey, I really need to connect to someone right now. Do you have a few minutes? Or can you make time for me later today, tomorrow, later this week? Being very mindful and intentional about how we reach out. If we're concerned about someone who might be lonely, many of us have older adults in our lives who might be feeling isolated or alone. Can we be intentional about making sure we call and check on those people once a week, twice a week, in a way that is meaningful for them? In a world that is more connected, as you mentioned, through texting, through AI, through social, it is for our older adults, that's a whole new technology world that isn't necessarily comfortable. Landlines are evaporating. How do we keep connected with people that might be losing their most familiar and comfortable ways of connection?
And is the epidemic of loneliness more prevalent in older generations?
As our older adults become less active, maybe experience mobility issues, they may become more confined into their spaces and less able to go out and interact in ways they did before. Maybe they have physical or medical conditions that preclude them from being able to be as active as they were before. Our older adults often lose life partners that have been there 40, 50, 60, 70 years. I've spoken to someone at, the age of 95 who said, you know what? There's nobody left who knew my husband. There's nobody left who knew me when my children were born. And even though this person is still very active and has friends, it's a very different part of their life to not have those people who knew them when.
Right.
So I do think that our older adults experience that, and they're one of our most at-risk populations.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
So this annual conference on May 16th at Evanston Township High School, everyone's invited. And that includes people who might be feeling lonely because they'll be able to understand that it's not just them. That's kind of
absolutely.
My guess. Okay.
Yeah, and I will say the theme for this year's conference actually came from our founders, Larry and Marilyn Cohen, who are older adults, and said, you know what, I really think we need to do something on loneliness. And we decided to take it not just about older adults, but truly across the lifespan. What's unique about our conference is that while we do offer continuing education for our mental health professionals, other professionals, we do really look to include the community, people with lived experience, people who are not mental health professionals, but have an interest, care about others who may be experiencing loneliness, people who have loneliness. There's something very empowering in hearing someone say out loud what you've been thinking privately, learning that there's research that supports your experience, having takeaways that you can implement if, you're someone who wants to implement those strategies with someone you're concerned about, or if you're someone who's experiencing loneliness and wants to find other ways to connect. So this is a full-day conference. We've got great sponsors. We've made it very affordable so that we can encourage as many people to come as possible. We have a panel presentation in the morning. We have exhibit hall, lunch, breakout sessions in the afternoon, connection circles, and we close the day with a connection reception. So it's all about different opportunities for people to learn, engage, interact. And back to that point about community, we don't put letters or titles on our name tags. Everybody's first name, last name, all perspectives are valued, all contributions.
Wonderful. We're up against news time. I've got to let you go because I'm running late, and that's my job. I'm the timekeeper around here. But I will encourage everyone to send me a text if they want to know more. I will give them the information, but it is coming up on May 16th at Evanston Township High School. Tracy Levine, thank you so much for joining us.